Erev Tov Rabotai, we are on the very bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Bet. Yesterday the Mishnah obviously was talking about spouses forcing one another from to move to Eretz Yisrael, to move out of Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to talk about actually the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We saw yesterday that there are some Rishonim in Tosfot that say that mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is no longer a mitzvah nowadays because of the sakana involved and because of the fact that there's many mitzvot and averot etzliot ba'aretz that we cannot fulfill. Therefore, was Shitat Rabbeinu Chaim in Tosfot that says it's not a mitzvah nowadays. The Rambam and Ramban, Verov Kechol HaPoskim, vehemently disagree with Shitat HaTosfot, and they hold that mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah midoraita, gam bezman hazeh, gam bli mikdash, it's still a mitzvah.
Is this where a certain group of people
are against? Yeah, well, that's today's daf. The whole shita of the Dibreon Misatmer is based on Agmara in the beginning of today's daf. He has a sefer named after Shalosh Vo'ot, the three oaths that were taken. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So this is it's a very sensitive Gemara for some Hasidim. Yeah.
Tosu says it's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, or he doesn't get a mitzvah.
No, he gets a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. He means it's not a chiyuv. Now, meaning there are things nowadays that pater you from the mitzvah. Says the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan, towards the bottom. These Gemarot go very quickly today. Tanur Rabbanan, La'olam yadur adam be'eretz Yisrael, afilu be'ir shiruba avdei kochavim, ve'al yadur bechutz la'aretz, afilu be'ir shiruba Yisrael. It's always better to live in Eretz Yisrael, even in a city that's majority goyim populated, rather than to live in a city in chutz la'aretz, even though if there's majority of Jews. שכל הדר בארץ ישראל דומה כמי שיש לו אלוה, וכל הדר בחוץ על הארץ דומה כמי שאין לו אלוה. Person who lives in Israel, it's like you have a God. If you live in chutz la'aretz, it's as if you don't have a God. שנאמר, it's like you're saying that you're not part of Hashem. Has a God. A person who lives in chutz la'aretz, it's as if he's declaring that he doesn't have a God. It's very severe.
He said,
still, it's not as good. We're going to see. Look. The Gemara says even harsher than that. The Gemara, there are going to be some hard pills to swallow today, Rabotan. Yeah, even, and the Gemara was talking about, where was the Gemara written? In Galut. Yeah, so there's a lot of hard pills to swallow today. Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. Now he says,
They didn't have to do a shalom bayit.
Yeah, nachon. They weren't married. They didn't have wives. Yeah. All the wives were tzatkaniot, they never argued. Now he says the Gemara, שנאמר לתת לכם את ארץ כנען, להיות לכם לאלוהים, which means, when is Hashem going to be your God? In ארץ כנען. וכל שאינו דר בארץ, אין לו אלוה. It says the Gemara, וכל שאינו דר בארץ, אין לו אלוה. What does that mean? Person who lives in חוץ לארץ, he doesn't have a God? What does that even mean? אלא לומר לך, כל הדר בחוץ לארץ, כאילו עובד עבודת כוכבים. It's as if he's worshipping idols. Yeah, David HaMelech said the same thing. If you remember, he had to run away. They chased him out of Eretz Yisrael, and he ran away to an individual. His name was Achish Melech Gat. That was his name. So what did David HaMelech tell him? V'chein b'David HaOmer, ki gereshuni hayom meistapeach benachalat Adonai lemor, lech avod Elohim acherim. V'chi mi amal lo David lech avod Elohim acherim? Who told David HaMelech? Nobody ever forced him to worship gods. אלא לומר לך כל הדר בחוץ לארץ כאילו עובד עבודת כוכבים דוד המלך said it best. He says, they forced me to leave Eretz Yisrael and that's tantamount to עבודת כוכבים בר מינן. Yeah, says Rashi on the bottom. אמר לו דוד, כן, אלא מפני שהיה צריך לברוח ולצאת מארץ ישראל אל מלך מואב ולחיש. טוב, now the Gemara says a story. רבי זירא, הווה כמשתמית מנד רב יהודה דבעל מסק לארץ ישראל, דאמר רב יהודה, כל העולם מבבל לארץ ישראל עובר בעשה. שנאמר, בבלה יובאו ושם יהיו עד יום פוקדי אותם נאום אדוני. רב יהודה, רבי זירא was friendly with רב יהודה. They were both אמוראי בבל. רבי זירא wanted to move to ארץ ישראל, and he knew that רב יהודה had a שיטה that it's אסור to move from בבל to ארץ ישראל. Why? Because there was a גזירה, they have to stay there until I take you out. So רבי זירא, who wanted to move to ארץ ישראל, he was kind of avoiding רב יהודה because what? He didn't want to ask him too many questions because he didn't want to get in trouble with him. Not only that, in other Gemarot we saw in Masechet Brachot, the Rabbi Zera fasted 40 days in order to forget all of Torah Bavel, in order to clear his mind so that he'd be able to absorb fully Torah Eretz Yisrael. And he says, now, says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Zira, what if it's really an Isur to move from Bavin to Eretz Yisrael, so why did Rabbi Zira want to do it? Says the Gemara, what was special about Bavin?
Torah.
Bavin was full, was the epicenter of Torah, even more so than Eretz Yisrael in that generation. V'Rabbi Zira, Ha'u b'chle sharet ketiv. Rabbi Zira says that pasuk is talking about you can't take out the Kle Kodesh out of Bavel until I come and redeem you. V'Rav Yehuda, how does Rav Yehuda holds that it's going on Am Yisrael themselves? How does he understand the pasuk? Ketiv kra achrina. There's another pasuk. Hishbati etchem benot Yerushalayim b'tzvaot o b'aylot asadeh, which means that according to him, Hashem made them swear that they won't leave Bavel. V'Rabbi Zira. Yeah, what do we keep? What's the underlying difference over here? Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to stay in Bavel. Rabbi Zira holds that you should move to Eretz Yisrael because that's what he wanted to do. But Rabbi Zira, shelo ya'alu Yisrael b'choma. That shvua that Hashem made Am Yisrael make is that they shouldn't overtake Chomot Yerushalayim with force, which means in Galut they have to leave it in even if it's under Goyish control, they cannot forcefully take it back. Yeah, that of you're already feeling the smattering over here of the shita of Rav Yol Misatman against the Tzionim about all the wars and stuff. So there's big machlokot about how to understand these sugiyot. Rav Yehuda, what does Rav Yehuda say? Hishbati acharina ketiv. It says another time in Shir Hashirim Hishbati. One is not to overtake forcefully Yerushalayim, and one is not to go back, one is not to leave Bavel. So he says, Rabbi Zira, what does Rabbi Zira do with that second one? Mi ve'ailelech de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. De'amar, shalosha shevuot halalu lama. What were these three oaths that Hashem made Am Yisrael make? Achat, shelo ya'alu Yisrael b'choma. Number one, that they shouldn't forcefully overtake Yerushalayim. V'achat sheishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael shelo yimredu be'umot ha'olam. Forget about Eretz Yisrael. They're also not allowed to be mitgare or go and fight against the nations of the world. Meaning, he made them swear that in Galut Am Yisrael has to keep a low profile. Now he says, V'achat sheishbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et ha'ovdei kochavim shelo yishta'abdu b'hem b'Yisrael yoter midayim. The third one was for the goyim, that they shouldn't enslave Am Yisrael too much.
That's hard.
Huh?
Say what's hard, because this conversation...
Nevertheless, there were three altogether, and one of them was for the goyim. But none of them, according to Rabbi Zira, has to do with leaving Bavin to go to Eretz Yisrael. V'Rav Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda get this shvua not to leave Bavin? Im ta'iru v'im ta'oreru, which means what? That means that you have each... oath is really two. Im ta'iru ve'im ta'oreru. So if there are three oaths, altogether there are six, says the Gemara Ketiv. V'Rabbi Zira miv'ile. What does Rabbi Zira do with that pasuk? Lech de Rabbi Levi. Da'amar she shevuot halal ulama. What are the six oaths altogether? Tlata hanidamanan. Three, the first three we spoke about. Enach, what are the last three? Shelo yigalu taket. The Nevi'im were not allowed to reveal when Mashiach is going to come. V'shelo yirachaku et haketz, not to push off Mashiach with avonot and stuff like that. V'shelo yigalu et hasod le'ovdei kochavim. And they shouldn't reveal the secrets, Rashi brings down to Pirushim, either the secrets of Torah or the secrets of Ibur Hashanah, to the goyim. And what do we see from here? Of all the six shvot, according to the Bizera, none of them have to do with leaving Bavel and going to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Yehuda holds that there is.
Rabbah,
so they knew? The Nevi'im, yeah. Now,
Ibur Hashanah is the secret?
Huh? Yeah, for Am Yisrael. For Am Yisrael, for Chachmei Yisrael only. Says the Gemara, "Bitzvaot o ba'ilot asadeh." If you continue the pasuk, it says that. What's that? Says the Gemara, "Amar bil Azar, Amar lahem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, im atem mekaymin et ha'shvu'ah mutav, ve'im lav ani matir et beserchem ki tzvaot v'cha'ilot asadeh." He says, Hashem told Am Yisrael, if you keep the oaths, if you keep the shvuot good, if not, I'm going to make your flesh hefker like the deers in the field. Yeah, like I'm going to let you be hunted, which means it's very important to keep the shvuot. It says Rashi on the top. Bichli sharet ketiv kira dilayin mina ketiv kicho amar Adonai el ha'omdim ve'al ha'yam ve'al ha'mechonot, which were klei mikdash. Shelo ya'alu b'choma yachad biyad chazaka. I think somebody jinxed my watch yesterday. It stopped working again today.
Yeah.
Huh? Any of them? Any of them?
They didn't fix it all.
They fixed the hand, but then so now there's a second hand which broke, but now the watch doesn't work. So they didn't.
Good,
huh?
This looks good.
I had this from high school. Anyway, bikitsur. Anyway, im ta'iru, it doesn't really matter. It works. It's solar powered, so it doesn't really. Im ta'iru im ta'oreru shtei shvuot bechol achat. שלא יגלו את הקץ, נביאים שביניהם, שלא ירחקו את הקץ בעוונם, לשון אחר, שלא ידחקו, גרסן לשון דוחק, שלא ירבו בתחנונים על כך יותר מדי, not to ask for too much. Yeah? ושלא יגלו את הסוד, אמרי לסוד העיבור, ואמרי לסוד טעמי התורה. Some say the sod of העיבור, and some say the sod of the secrets of תרא. ויתר. מתיר את בשרכים לשון הפקר, ויתר. תסס on the top. בבל היובה ובשמה יהיו, that was part of the נבואה אב ירמיהו הנביא, אף על גב דהי קרא בגלות ראשון כתיב, יש לומר בגלות שני, נמי כפית קרא, השם was also, according to רב יהודה, השם wanted us to stay in בבל, also after גלות שני. Says the גמרא. אמר רבי אלעזר, כל הדר בארץ ישראל שרוי בלא עוון. Those who live in Eretz Israel are considered living without sin, שנאמר, ובל יאמר שכין, חליתי העם היושבים בה, נשוא אבון. Person shouldn't say, oh, it's too squishy in Eretz Israel. You know why? Because all of its inhabitants are נשוא אבון, which means what? They are free of sin. אמר לי, רבינה לרב אשר, it should say, ענן בסובלי חולאים מתננה. We don't understand this pasuk as having to do with the residents of Eretz Yisrael. We understand this pasuk as having to do with people who have yisurim, people who are ill. Don't push away the illnesses, say, accepted be'ava, because it helps to cleanse the sin. Amar Rav Anan, kol ha'kavur be'eretz Yisrael, kilu kavur tachat ha'mizbeach, a person who's buried in Eretz Yisrael, even if he didn't live there, it's like he's buried under the mizbeach. Ktiv ha'cha mizbeach adamat ha'aseli, uktiv ha'tam, the other pasuk says, v'chiper admato amo, which means the adama of Eretz Yisrael, is mechaper avon. Ula avragil deava salik le'eretz Yisrael. Ula, if you remember, he was an amora from Bavel, but what? He kept on traveling back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. What happened? Unfortunately, nach nafshe b'chutz la'aretz. He wasn't zoche to die in Eretz Yisrael. He died in chutz la'aretz. Atu amru le Rabbi Azar. They came and told Rabbi Azar, and what do you say? Amar, ant ula al adama tamea tamut. He says, you ula, you had this thing, you weren't zochet to die in Eretz Yisrael, you died on tamei soil. Amru lo aronoba. They said, Rabbi, don't worry. His casket came, which means what? He's going to be buried here. Amar lahem, eno dome koltato mechayim lekoltato lachar mita. You can't compare. Eretz Yisrael is not so happy with a person. Eretz Yisrael says, I wasn't good enough to live in, now what? But I'm good to die in. Aval ma, mikol makom, huh? Yeah, Eretz Yisrael doesn't like it so much. Yeah, mikol makom, but it does bring kapara to the person. Yeah, says the Gemara, ugavra denafla leyevama bechuza'a. There was a person who had a yevama in, by chuza'a, which was in Bavel. Atal kamed rebechanina, can I go down to Bavel and give her yibum? Amar le, achiv nasa kutit umet, baruch ha'makom she'arago, v'hu yered acharav. He says, your brother married a goya, and Hashem killed him, baruch Hashem that Hashem killed him. Now you want to go after him? What does that mean? Yibum to a goya, what does that even mean? Elama, what's he telling him? The fact that your brother lived and got married, even to a Jewish woman in Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Chanina consider it that? Like a shikta. And therefore what? He says what? And therefore he says, what did he tell him? He said, stay in Eretz Yisrael, even at the expense of mitzvat yibum. That's what he said. Huh? Yeah, but then there would be no yibum.
Right, so maybe the brother didn't know.
Well, anyway, Bekitzur, now, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Keshem she'asur latzet me'eretz Yisrael le'Bavel, just like it's asur to leave Israel even to go to Bavel, kach asur latzet mi'Bavel lishar aratzot, so too it's asur to leave Bavel to other countries. Why? Bavel was a stronghold, a fortress of Torah. Rabav Rav Yosef Damit Ravayu, afilu mipumbedita lebekuve. Even from Pumbedita, which was the city of the yeshiva, to another city, no. Says the Gemara, ha'u denafak mipumbedita lebekuve. There was a person who did leave the city of Pumbedita and Bavel to another city called Bekuve. Shamte Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef put him in cherem for leaving the city. Hala, ha'u denafak mipumbedita leestonia. I don't know if that's the Estonia that we know, but someplace. Shachiv, huh?
Estonia.
Yeah, I don't know. Balkans probably, something there. Anyway, so he says, Shachiv, guy died. Amar Abaye, Ibai Hay Tzurubah Merabbanan Avachaye. If he wanted to, he could have stayed alive, which means what? By leaving Bavel, he took his life into his own hands. Rabbav Rav Yosef Dam Letravayu, Ksherin Shebevavel, Eretz Yisrael Koltatan. Ksherin Shebishar Aratzot, Bavel Koltatan. Which means, the most kosher of Jews in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael catches, and the most kosher of Jews in Chutz La'aretz, Bavel catches. What does this mean? Says the Gemara, Lemai, what's this referring to? Ilema liyochasin, if it's talking about lineage, v'amarmor, kol ha'aratzot isa le'eretz Yisrael, ve'eretz Yisrael isa le'bavel, which means all other countries, their yochasin are considered messed up relative to Eretz Yisrael, and even the yochasin of Eretz Yisrael are considered mixed up relative to Bavel, which means where did the Jews have stronger yochus? Eretz Yisrael or Bavel?
Bavel.
They kept stronger. Ela le'inyan kivura. Rather, with what? With regards to kivura. That what? Those who lived in Bavel are protected by Eretz Yisrael, and those who lived in Chutz La'aretz are protected by the Adama of Bavel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, kol hadar be'Bavel ki'ilu dar be'Eretz Yisrael. This is, you see, Shitat Rav Yehuda himself. He says, anybody who lives in Bavel, it's as if he lives in Eretz Yisrael. Shneimar, there's a pasuk in in Zechariah, Hoy Tzion Himaleti Yoshevet Bat Bavel, Amar Abaye Naktinan, Bavel Lachaziach Evle de Mashiach. We have a tradition that Bavel will not see the birth pangs of Mashiach. Tirgema Hutzal de Binyamin. This was explained about a certain city, it should say Hutzal Binyamin, a city in Bavel, Vekarule Karnade Shezavata. That city was called the beacon of hope. That's where they would go to protect themselves from the Chevle Mashiach in Bavel.
Yeah, you should go there,
huh? Iraq?
Where is that city?
Iraq, ISIS. Anyway, Bekitzur, no, it's not Baghdad, it's, you know, close. Now,
there's no other place that's high caliber like Bavel, besides Israel?
In the day, Bavel was big stuff, and then kind of fell apart. Yeah? Hala.
You said that in New York.
What?
Yeah,
wouldn't that be convenient? Yeah. Now he says, maybe yeah, that's all the shoes, they put Jerusalem stone, and they say, oh yeah, it's Yerushalayim, yeah.
Maybe a place where there's a lot of talk, Lakewood is like,
yeah, but it doesn't work like that. When it says Bavel, this is Adamat Me'ah, Manasot. Even for the Amoraim that lived in Eretz in Bavel, nevertheless, many Emorae Eretz Yisrael, what did they say about them? They gave it to them. Yeah, right.
One of the rabbis had big news when he said recently not to go to Israel if you're going to go to not a good place, but if you're coming.
Yechim Yitzchak said that. There's Shon Etzion. That makes sense because if you're going to go to Eretz and go off the derech, that's right. Kind of counterproductive.
No,
Seder. We're talking about the Gemara's also. If you would ask the Gemara, if you would ask all these Amoraim, they're talking about kedushat and shevach Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, if I'm going to move to a place and as a result my kids are going to get messed up and whatever because the culture is different, whatever, which happens to a lot. And they're going to go off the derech, or there's even a nice effect that they're going to go off the derech. So bevadai, there's no shayla. Hala, let's see Rashi and Taisvis. Uval yomar shachin chaliti, klomar al itraim lomar tzali, ki kulam nesuei avon. Everybody living in Eretz Yisrael is nesuei avon. They all are free of sin. Ata al adamat me'atamut mikrahu binvuat Amos. ארונו בא לקוברו בארץ ישראל. כך, אסור לצאת מבבל, לפי שיש שם ישיבות המרביצות תורה תמיד. There's always ישיבות there. דנפק מפומדית אלה בקובד לגור שם, ארץ ישראל קולטתן כדי מפרש. אילם על יוחסים שנושאים נשים ארץ ישראל. והן בבל... והבבל מיוחס תפה, דאמר מור, פרק עשרה יוחסין, כל הארצות הרי הן אצל בבל כעיסה המעורבת, עיסה, what can you tell me about dough? It's mixed up with a bunch of different ingredients, שאין ניכר בה מה בתוך כך, מה בתוכה, כך כל המשפחות ספק, אלא לעניין קבורה, של בבל מוליכין ארונותם לקבר בארץ ישראל, בבל used to take their coffins, their dead people to bury in ארץ ישראל, ושל שאר הארצות, הרחוקים מארץ ישראל קרובים לבבל, קוברים בבבל שיש שם זכות תורה, וקרו ללמות המשיח, טוב, הלאה, says the bottom תוספות אוויר, שלא יגלו סוד העיבור כדי אמרינן, כי היא חוכמתכם ובנתכם, זהו סוד העיבור, that was one shot in Rashi. Back in the Gemara, this is another one, you think we're done with the hard pills to swallow? We're not done yet, got big stuff coming on. Yeah, this is like serious Musar. Those who are sitting and learning the daf in Eretz Yisrael now, Yishtabach Shemo, they're telling them, they're patting themselves on the back. Those learning Chutz La'aretz, this is a difficult daf to learn. Says the Gemara.
Anyone learning what is it?
Amar Rabbi Elazar, metim shebechutz la'aretz enam chaim. There's no tchiyat metim in chutz la'aretz. Those who are dead in chutz la'aretz, no tchiyat metim. Shne'emar v'natati tzevi be'eretz chaim. What does that mean? Eretz shetzivyoni ba metim chaim. The land that I have the will for, that's where they're dead are going to live. She'en tzivyoni ba en meteh chaim. Says the Gemara, what are you saying? Mativ Rabbi Abba bar Mamal. Yechayu metecha nevilati yukumun. There's a double language in the pasuk. My love, yechayu metecha metim sheberetz Yisrael nevilati yukumun metim shebechutz la'aretz. So it says, it seems to say clearly in the pasuk that even metechutz la'aretz are also going to get up. Umay v'natati tzevi be'eretz chayim anevuchadnetzaru dichtiv. That pasuk is referring to Hashem placing Nebuchadnezzar in Eretz Yisrael. De'amar rachmana maitena alay u'malkad de'kalil kitavya. I'm going to bring upon them a king that's as quick as a deer. Amar le Rabbi Elazar answered him. He says, mikra acher ani dorish. I learned from another pasuk that those who died in chutz la'aretz, those who are buried in chutz la'aretz, don't have tchiyat ametim. How? Noten neshama la'am aleha veruach laholech im baha. This past week's haftara, Yeshaya, which means what? Noten neshama la'am aleha. Hashem gives what? Hashem gives the neshama back to those who walked on that land. Which land is he talking about? Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ela haketiv nevilati yukumun. Ah, according to Rabbi Elazar, the pasuk says nevilati yukumun, the dead carcasses are going to get up. Why isn't that extra? Says the Gemara, Ho binfanim hu dichtiv. That pasuk is talking about what? Stillborns. Stillborns are going to get up, but really only Israeli stillborns, not chutz la'aretz ones. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, he argues, and he says, no, there's going to be tchiyat metim, even for metim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Hay noten neshama la'am aleha, may avid le. What does he do with this pasuk? Mi v'ayle lech d'Rabbi Avu. D'amar Rabbi Avu, afilu shivcha kena'anit shebe'eretz Yisrael, muvtach la shibata olam haba. Even a shivcha kena'anit who lives in Israel, she also has a portion in olam haba. Ktiv hacha la'am aleha, uchtiv hatam shevu lachem po, aim hachamor, and the drasha is, am hadome lachamor. Tov, what do we do with the next part of the pasuk? Veruach laholechim ba, amar Rabbi Yirmiyah barabam, Rabbi Yochanan. What does it mean, laholechim ba? Kol mehalech arba amot be'eretz Yisrael, muvtach lo shu ben olam haba. A person who walks has the zechut to walk for Amot in Eretz Yisrael, he is guaranteed a place in Olam Abba. Rabbi Elazar, tzaddikim shebechutz la'aretz enam chayim. According to Rabbi Elazar, the tchiyat hametim happens only in Eretz Yisrael. There's plenty of tzaddikim that are buried in chutz la'aretz. You mean to tell me that they're not going to get up? Ma pitom? Says the Gemara, Amar Bil'a, al yedei gilgul. What? They're going to roll. Says the Gemara, Gilgul means rolling, which means that really Rabbi Elazar agrees that there's tchiyat metim for those in chutz la'aretz, but what? They first have to roll to Eretz Yisrael to get up. Whereas those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael, what? They just get up.
Like, says the Gilgul as if like being resurrected, not resurrected, no.
Rolling. Gilgul is rolling.
Ben Gilgul zeh, Ben Gilgul achrim, you say?
No. Gilgul means rolling. Yeah. Now watch. Matkif la Rabbi Abba Sala Rabba Gilgul Tzadikim Tzarhu. How's a Kadosh Baruch Hu gonna do this Gilgul to the Tzadikim? Amar Abaye Mechilot Naasot Laim Bakarka. For the Tzadikim, he doesn't roll them. The Tzadikim get up. Hashem reconstructs them in their graves in Chutz La'aretz. He makes them like underground tunnels, and they walk from their tunnels in Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and then they pop out of the ground over there. Whereas non Tzadikim, what's their story? They roll. Yeah? Now. Listen. We're talking about tchiyat metim here. You know what I'm saying? So
also from Bavel, you can understand the metaphor. There's no like body of water separating from America.
Hashem's doing tchiyat metim. Yeah, Hashem's doing tchiyat metim. You're asking me about water? Yeah? He says, hala. Yeah, imagine you get on the flight to Eretz Yisrael when you're all going back and you see like
but isn't there a
skeleton? High five. Anyway, the Kitzur.
Isn't there an opinion that Israel will become Jerusalem and the whole world is going to be Israel?
That's afterwards. It's a shita in the Midrash, but that's afterwards. That would be convenient, yeah, for all those. Then the whole Gemara wouldn't apply because then everything's Israel. Yeah? Now, Vayter. Unsatani mi Mitzrayim ukvartani bikvuratam. Who is talking over there? Yaakov Avinu. Amar karna dvarim bego. יעקב אבינו was talking דברים של טעם, יודע היה יעקב אבינו שצדיק גמור היה, ואם מתים שבחוץ לארץ חיים, למה יטרח את בניו? שמא לא יזכה למחילות. יעקב אבינו, you know why he asked to be buried in Eretz Israel? He knew that there was such thing as tunnels, but he was afraid that he wouldn't be זוכה to the tunnels. That's why he told his sons,
take me to Eretz.
Yeah. כיוצא בדבר אתה אומר, וישבע יוסף את בני ישראל, same thing. יוסף הצדיק also has to be buried because he was afraid that he won't be זוכה to these tunnels. אמר בחנינה, דברים בגו, יודע היה יוסף בעצמו שצדיק גמור היה, ואם מתים שבחוץ לארץ חיים, למה יטריח את אחיו 400 פרסה? It's not a ראיה. שם אלו יזכה למחילות, he was afraid maybe that he wouldn't be זוכה to these tunnels. שלחו לאחוהי לרבה. רבה was an amora who lived in Bavel. His brothers had moved to Eretz Israel. So his brothers sent him a letter to ask him to move there, to join them. So what did they send him in the letter? Yodeh haya Yaakov shetzadik gamur haya. They wrote that, the same thing that we just saw in the Gemara, they wrote him in the letter. Ilfa mosif badvarim. Ilfa said another story, made it into that letter. What did they write him? Ma'aseh be'echad shehem itzta'er al isha achat, u'bikesh lired. There was a person who was living in Eretz Israel, and he fell in love with some lady in Chutz La'aretz, and he was mamash killing him. He wanted to leave Eretz Israel to move to Chutz La'aretz to marry this lady. Kevan sheshama kazot, when he heard all these gemarot about the ma'alat Eretz Israel, gilgel be'atzmo ad yom moto. He sucked it up, and he stayed in Eretz Israel with that tzar until the day he died. Now, what did they continue writing their brother Rabba in the letter? Afal pi shechacham gadol ata, even though you're a talmid chacham, eno domen lomed me'atzmo lelomed merabbo. You can't compare learning yourself to learning from a rebbe. V'im tomar en lecha rav, if you're going to say you're such a big chacham, there's nobody to teach you there. Yesh lecha rav. Over there is a rebbe you can teach you in Eretz Yisrael. Umanu, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the gedolador. V'im en ata ole, if you don't come to Eretz Yisrael, let's just give you a few, three practical pieces of advice. Ready? One of these pieces of advice, it's not only for Chutzla, it's for Eretz Yisrael as well. Hizahel b'shlosha dvarim. Al terber b'yishiva, shishiva kasha latachtoniot. Don't sit too much. Sitting too much is bad for hemorrhoids. It says, ve'al terber b'amida, she'amida kasha lalev. Don't stand too much, because standing too much is bad for the heart. ואל תרבה בהליכה, שהליכה קשה לעיניים. And don't walk too much, because walking is bad for the eyes. אלא, so how should you spend your days? אלא, שליש בישיבה, שליש בעמידה, שליש בהילוך. A third sitting, a third standing, a third walking. Now says the Gemara, כל ישיבה שאין עם מסמיכה, more advice. Any sitting that's not supported, עמידה נוחה ממנו. Standing is better than it. Says the Gemara, עמידה סלקדעתך? Really? Is standing better than it? ואמרת עמידה קשה ללב. You said that, okay, you know, hemorrhoids are bad, but heart failure, that's even worse. So what are you talking about? He says, עמידה קשה ללב, אלא ישיבה שאין לה סמיכה, שאין בה סמיכה, עמידה שיש בה סמיכה נוחה ימנה, which means what? Any yeshiva that's not supported, standing supported is better than...
Is it a back support?
I guess so. Standing supported is better than sitting unsupported. It's healthier. Now, as follows. Mazeh? Now, they said another thing. In the letter to Rabbah, they sent another halakha. וכן אמרו, they also told him, יצחק ושמעון ושעיה אמרו דבר אחד. They all said the same thing. We're going to see who these people were. Halakha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'peredot. The halakha is like Rabbi Yehuda by mules. What is he arguing about? Says the Gemara d'Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, "Preda shetav'a en marbi'in aleha lo sus velo chamor ela mina." Which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a mule... Now, what's a mule a product of?
Horse and a donkey.
If it wants to mate, you can't mate it with either a horse or a donkey. Now, that shitat Rabbi Yehuda, that we not only go by its mother, we also have to be choshesh that maybe it goes by its father, and therefore what's the only thing it can mate with?
Another mule.
Lo ken da'at chachamim. The chachamim say we don't care about its father, we care about its mean is determined by its mother. And therefore, if it's usually mules, the mother is a horse. Is. I don't know what you call a horse, a female horse. I'm sure there's a word for that, but yeah, no, pony's the kid. Anyway, but if its mother is a horse, according to Tanakama,
yes.
You have to get your body armor ready. Anyway, Bekitsur, so over there, you're allowed to mate it with the thing from the same kind as its mother. Who are these three chachamim? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Yitzchak, ze Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha. Shim'on, ze Rabbi Shim'on ben Pazi, ve'amri la Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish's name was also Shim'on. Oshaya, ze Rabbi Oshaya, b'Rabbi, that was Rabbi Oshaya HaGadol. Let's go back to Amud Aleph and see some Rashi's. Yeah? Viper. It's considerably easier than yesterday. A little bit harsh, but...
the most words on
Adam. Ma? No, come on. There's more, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nidarim have the shortest, some of the shortest Dafim and Shaz. Shortest Gemara wise. Now, let's see Rashi. Maze?
M-A-R-E.
Mer? Oh, okay. Yeah, now he says, וקראו לה לימות המשיח לעם עליה על ארץ ישראל. הוא בנפלים כתיב ולעולם בארץ ישראל. אינן חיים בתמיעה על ידי גלגול מתגלגלים. In Hebrew, there's no special word. She's called a susa. That's it.
Huh?
Natasha? No.
Is it? Moshe is the man, yeah. Lashavka is the woman.
That's Natashka's
not
babushka.
Natasha, Lashavka.
So who's Natashka?
Natashka is a
good name for
anyway, the kids are. Masita. Now, he says, is it true that by a Russian name, if you do K-A at the end, that makes it like endearing?
No, it makes it like female.
Oh, yeah?
No.
The name is
endearing. Yeah. So, I-K? That's for boys. Okay, weiter. It's like in Yiddish. When you say le at the end of a name, like Yankale, Avremale, Sarale, Ruchale, yeah, Vaiter. Vaiter. So he says Rashi, Hala. Shmelke, Vadai. Shmelke is that's the kinui in Yiddish, that's the nickname in Yiddish for Shmuel. And he says, my Rashiva, they used to call him, his friends used to call him Shmelke. Yeah.
Wasn't there a big Achron Shmelkes?
Rav Shmelkes Menicholsburg. He was one of the Rebbeim of the Chassam Sefer, the brother of Baal Afla, Rav Pinchas Halevi Ish Horvitz. Yair Lapid is a direct descendant of Rav Shmelkes Menicholsburg.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's why he was looking at a few months of prime minister.
Vilna Gaon or Noda Biuda? I don't remember which one. Anyway, I'll tell you an interesting story. One time, I had a friend of mine in Kollel. His son had something, and he needed a specialist. So he made an appointment. You know, in Israel, appointments, you have to wait 6 months, whatever. You can die 10 times over by the time you get an appointment. Anyway, so, Mikol Makom, you know, there's in Israel, there's 6 MRI machines in the whole Israel.
Wow.
6 MRIs in the whole Israel. Huh? Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I'm not sure exactly why it's that. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he made an appointment for the specialist in Shari Tzedek. He was the head of the department, I don't remember what it was. His name was Professor Yechezkel Landau.
Nice to meet you.
So, and my friend took his son, whatever, they had the consultation, they had the visit, fine. Afterwards, the guy was completely chiloni, whatever. He says, he asked him, Yechezkel Landau was a very important name, that was the name of the Noda Biuda. His name was Gaon Rabbi Yechezkel Landau, Levi, from Prague. Gaon Adir. So, Mikol Makom. So he asked him afterwards, and also, this doctor was huge, hulking, big. The Noda Biuda also historically was a big fellow, very big. So he says, Yechezkel Landau, Levi. He asked him, are you Levi? He says, yeah. He says, any relation to Harav Yechezkel Landau, the Noda Biuda? So he says, yes, actually. He says, I'm Ben Achar Ben. He says, I'm 10th generation from the Noda Biuda. Ben Achar Ben. One son after another. He looked at him. His name is Yechezkel Landau. So he says, but the doctor, the professor looks at him over there. He says, but why would that mean anything to you?
Wow.
It's so far removed. What is it? Yechav?
You get him instead of his sperm. Tell him this.
Why does it mean anything to me? The Noda Biuda. He didn't understand. Okay, so what is it? Why does it mean anything to you? Anyway, because they don't have shi'as. Zeru b'tshuva. Hala. Now, It didn't hop. Why would somebody be asking me about my great, 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 who he shares a name with, Gdola Dorot, and he says, what do you care? Hana. Huh? What a name. I have another, I know somebody also, his name is Moshe Sofer, he's a direct descendant of the Chatam Sofer, Moshe Sofer. Like the Chatam Sofer. Anyway, it's a big thing. There's another, Yosef Dana he's seven generations, his name is Ovadia. Ovadia is Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh for Abdullah. His name is Ovadia Somech. And he's seven generations from Cham Abdullah Somech, from Bavim. The Rebbe of the Ben Ishchai. Yosef Dana, his brother.
Yeah. Went to class with Moshe Feinstein.
Yeah, who? Reb David's Yeah. Sometimes we take it for granted. Yeah. When Reb David Feinstein used to go on trips, they used to ask him. They asked him, "What's your name?" Reb David Feinstein Gdol Ador. He says, "Very pashut." So they asked him, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Feinstein." He used to call him. And he says, "I'm Feinstein." He says, "Kacha, pashut." Now, weiter. Huh? Yeah. He says, "You might know my father. My father was Reb Moshe Feinstein." Hala. Now he says, "Vayter and Rashi shalchu le'achuhi le'rabba. Rabba bar Nachman bepumbedita. Yeah, was the reshiva over there. Vayulu achim be'eretz Yisrael v'shalchu igeret zo kedesh yale etzlam. They wanted to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Ilfa mosif badvarim od shalchu lokim. Ma'aseh be'echad shayam mitzta'el al isha achad shenatan ba'einav hi bechutz la'aretz. He wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael to go get married. Who leaves Eretz Yisrael for a woman? Anyway, bekitzur v'afal pishachamat yafel lecha la'alot. Kan linmod mipirav she'en domeh lomed me'atzmo v'im tomar." By the way, I shouldn't have said that, because one of the only reasons you're not allowed to leave, the Rambam Paskins Lalacha, that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, there's three reasons to be able to leave Eretz Yisrael. One of them is to get married. One of them is to learn Torah. One is if a person cannot find a zivug in Eretz Yisrael, Talmud Torah, and to be mitpanes. Hala. But then as soon as you get it, the Rambam says you have to go right back. Now he says, hala. I guess she didn't want to go, huh? Forest Hills. She has like the gargoyles and everything. You can't do gargoyles in Israel. You know what I'm saying? They don't have these lions and tigers and bears in Israel. You know?
Forest. Huh? Yesterday we learned that you can force.
No, she was. They weren't married yet. Huh. Yeah, she's trying to bring it up. You know what I'm talking about? Isur deoraita, you know that. Isur deoraita, lo ta'aseh lechafesel v'chol temuna asher b'shamayim ma'al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat.
Lions.
Every lions. Asher b'shamayim ma'al, v'asher ba'aretz mitachat, v'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz. In the aseret ha'dibarot, isur deoraita to own these things.
Rabbi, real animals on top of the echad.
Yeah, that's not simple. Yeah, that's not simple.
Why
Even for me. Anyway, but these gargoyles, you should tell these people in Forest Hills, all these places, isur deoraita mamash, to hold on to it. Yeah. Nachon? Hala. Mamash isur Torah. Ten commandments, it's in there. Hala. No doubt. Weiter, so he says, Ilfa mosif badvarim od shalchu lokein. Ma'aseh ve'echad she'em mitzta'el l'isha ze asin v'af alfi shechamata yafel lecha la'alot kan l'ilmod mipirav she'en domeh l'omed me'atzmo. It's not so healthy to learn yourself. You have to learn from a rebbe. V'im tomar, en lecha rav kan she'yuchal l'lamedcha. Rashi on the top. She'en bas smicha kemo b'motot v'katedrot yesh smicha. If your chair is supported, that's considered support. B'safsalin v'kisaot en smicha. I guess a chair or a bench without a back, no support. In marbin alea lo sus velo chamor mesapka le yechoshin lezera av ila. Rabbi Yehuda is not sure if we go by the mule's father also or not. Hilkach afilu hi bat chamora nekeva in marbin alea chamor shem yechoshin lezera av. Over here, what av are we talking about? Its father. Venimitza marbi akilayim verabanan pligale. The rabbanan argue on Rabbi Yehuda veamre in yechoshin lezera av veim bat susiyahi marbin alea sus. V'imbat chamorahi, marbi'in alea chamor, hachi ite perek otovet beno, it's a gemara in chulin. Hala, says the gemara, okay, it gets more aggressive now, Rabotai, hold on tight. You thought these were hard pills to swallow, now it gets even sharper.
What are you still doing here, Rabbi?
What are you asking me? You're wearing the head. You know where the mirkaz is, it's in Bechemish. Yeah, and he says... Yeah, he also has a very interesting story, Eli. He's from Chicago.
He has a lot of stories.
No, he's from Chicago originally.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hashem gave him, Ishtabach Shemo gave him mazal, made a lot of money, and then he booked. Yeah, he used to be a caterer. Now he used to be a caterer in Chicago. That's it. Yeah, but he made a one time unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him siyata dishmaya in the investment, and he made it big. Ciao.
Who is it?
Rabbi Stefanski gives a daf yomi. Yeah. Now, hala. So he says, Amar bil Azar, Ame Aratzot enam chayim. Ame Aratzot don't get tchiyat ametim. Boom. Yeah. What does it mean to make it big? Oh, like investments? Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, Be'ezat Hashem. I hope we all leave.
Amen.
Be'ezat Hashem. I hope we all get picked up quickly, soon. Keep your ears open. The shofarot are going to start going off. You're going to see Mashiach, Eliyahu Navi. It's cooking. Don't worry about it. Just get, you have to be ready. You have to have your suitcase. All you need, you have a suitcase with some clothes and sfarim, and you have to have a new suit. You have to have prepare a new suit, lichod melech haMashiach, and prepare the cards. There's 6 brachot you make when you see the Mashiach. You put on a new suit, big day yom tov. Bli nadal, give a shir on it. 6 brachot. 6 brachot when you see melech haMashiach for the first time.
So we have to have it.
You have to have the card.
Yes.
Do you have a suit? He's here, but he hasn't been revealed yet. He doesn't have the permission yet to get to be revealed. But he's going to come. Is that the shir? Okay, that doesn't mean so. ואפעל פי שיתממה בכל יום, אחכה לו, בכל יום שיבוא. Yeah, what are you going to do? Ever? Huh? לא יודע. זה בידיים ש... יש לו סימנים, אבל לא יודע. אף אחד לא יודע. Yeah? טוב, מכל מקום, but every generation has a Mashiach, and he's around, and he just needs permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be revealed. We just have to be ready, because he comes at any moment. You have to be ready, obviously, with tshuva, Torah, tshuva, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, suit, suitcase, yalla, ready to go. Huh?
And a passport. What do you need a passport for?
No, you're not going to need passports.
Really?
Why not? Ma pitong, you're Yehudi. Who's going to stop you at border control? You say, I'm with Mashiach, I'm with him. Anyway. Oh, everybody's, I'm Jewish. No, that's what Eliyahu Navi comes for. And yeah, you think you're going to be able to... Yeah, don't worry about it. Not only that, there's machloket rishonim. There's plenty of Jews who are pasul. There's a question if there's machloket Ran and Ramban and Masechet Kiddushin. When Eliyahu Navi comes, is he going to announce and separate the Jews who are pasul, the mamzerim that we don't know about and stuff like that? Is he going to separate them or not? Kivan shenitmeu nitmeu. Once they're in. Machloket rishonim. We have to live and see. So, hala. Weiter says the Gemara, Amar bil Azar, Ame Aratzot enan chayim. Ame Aratzot do not have tchiyat ametim. Shneimar metim bal yichyu, which means the dead ones won't get up. Who are the dead ones? Who's dead when they're alive? Ame Aretz. Tanya Namachi, metim bal yichyu. Yachol lakol, maybe nobody's going to get up. Tanu nomar refaim bal yakumu. B'marpeh atzmo midivrei Torah katuv medaber. What's the pasuk talking about? Who doesn't get tchiyat ametim? Those who loosen themselves from Talmud Torah. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, la nichal emarayu de'amart lo'achi. Yeah, Hashem doesn't appreciate that you're being so hard on the Ame Haaretz. Rabbi Yochanan told his student Rabbi Elazar. He says, take it easy. It hurt him. He says, why are you going so harsh on the Ame Haaretz? Okay, seder. Yeah, hala says the Gemara. He says, you know what that pasuk is talking about? Who doesn't have tchiyat ametim? Those who give themselves up to avodah zarah. That's a totally different thing. But the person's am haaretz, yesh lo tchiyat ametim. Amar le mikra acher ani doresh. Rabbi Elazar told his Rabbi, I have another pasuk about am haaretz. Dichtiv, takshiv. Kital orot talecha va'aretz refa'im tapil. Kol hamishtamesh be'or Torah. There's other girsot that say tal Torah mechayehu. V'chol she'en mishtamesh be'or Torah. In tal Torah mechayehu, only a person who uses the Torah, who learns the Torah when he's alive, what does Hashem use to do tchiyat emetim? Do the do of Torah. Only if you learned it are you zoche. Otherwise, no. Kevan de chazed kamitzta'er, Rabbi Elazar saw that Rabbi Yochanan was very hurt by this drasha. The Ben Ishchai in his Sefer Benayahu explains why Rabbi Yochanan is gdol ador. What was he nervous about? He was upset because there's plenty of Ame Haaretz that do love Talmidei Chachamim. So you mean to tell me that Ame Haaretz that love Talmidei Chachamim and love Torah, they're not going to get up? Come on. Ela. So what did Rabbi Elazar say? Amar le Rabbi, matzati lain takana. I found a way out for Ame Haaretz, which means really the only way to get Tchiyat HaMetim is how? Torah. But there's another way out. Says how? Min HaTorah. Ve'atem ha-devekim ba'Adonai Eloheichem chayim kullechem hayom. V'chi efshal ledebukeh b'shechina. How does a person stick to the Shechina? Ve'aketiv, there's another pasuk. Ki Adonai Eloheicha esh ochelahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a consuming fire. What does that mean to stick to Hashem? Ela kol ha-masi bito letalmid chacham. Ve'aosef rakmatiyah letalmid chachamim. והמהנה תלמידי חכמים מנכסיו, מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו מדבק בשכינה. A person who marries his daughter often from the חכמים, and helps support תלמידי חכמים, and does business with them, and always tries to benefit תלמידי חכמים, it's as if he stuck to the שכינה, and that in and of itself is going to be his זכות for תחיית המתים. כיוצא בדבר אתה אומר, similarly what we see, לאהבה את אדוני אלוהיך ולדבקה בו, וכי אפשר לאדם לדבק בשכינה, can a person stick to the שכינה, אלא כל המסיד ביתו לתלמיד חכם, ועושה פרקמטיה לתלמיד חכמים, ומהנה תלמיד חכמים מנכסיו, מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו מדבק בשכינה. Let's see רשי. רשי, איפה אנחנו? רפאים בל יקומו, מרפא עצמו מדברי תורה, וארץ רפאים תפיל, וארץ לרפאים תפיל, which means that you only give the Rifaim, those who you keep them in the earth and you don't give them tchiyah. Matzati lahem takana, yehanu letalmid chachamim minichseihem. Ha'oseh prakmatia, mitasek bemamon talmid chachamim kedei lehagia liyadam sachar vehem pnumim la'asok v'torah lidei elu. You go over to talmid chacham, you ask him, let's say you're a real good businessman. You tell them talmid chacham, you say, safe investment. You say, listen, you have a little money? Give me a little bit of your money. You sit and learn, I'll invest it for you, and I'll make money for you, and I'll give you the dividends. That's a mitzvah, that's mehane, tamidei chachamim. He says, וכתיב, חיים כולכם היום, על ידי דיבוקן של תמידי חכמים, יזכו לחיות. טוב, הלאה. Says the Gemara, אמר בחייה בר יוסף, עתידים צדיקים שמבצבצים ועולים בירושלים. צדיקים are going to burst forth, they're going to pop out of the ground in ירושלים. שנאמר, ויסיסו מעיר כעשב הארץ. זה פסוק עם תהילים. ואין עיר אלא ירושלים שנאמר וגנותי לעיר הזאת ואמר בחייה בר יוסף עתידים צדיקים שיעמדו מבלבושיהם צדיקים as opposed to other people by תחיית המתים that may not get up with their clothing צדיקים are going to get up dressed yeah קל וחומר מחיטה קל וחומר from a grain of wheat מחיטה שנקברה ערומה יוצאה בכמה לבושין צדיקים שנקברו בלבושיהן על אחת כמה וכמה how do you plant How do you bury a wheat kernel in the ground? The Naked. How does it come out? Ooh, right? It's covered with and it come the stalk and the husk and all sorts of covering. Kal vachomer tzaddikim that were buried with tachrichim, of course they're going to get up with their clothes. Yeah, Tosfot says not. There's a machloket. Some say with their tachrichim. Some say with their actual clothes that they used to wear before they died. Says the Gemara v'amar b'chiyah bar Yosef, another ma'amar from him, Atida Eretz Yisrael shetotzi gluskaot uchlemilet. Eretz Yisrael is going to give out, is going to grow loaves of bread and fine wool clothing that's going to grow on trees in Eretz Yisrael, le'atid lavo. Huh? Ani odama, sheneyemar, it's going to be jomaz. Sheneyemar, yehi pisat bar ba'aretz. Yeah, there should be pisat bar, which means grain is going to be in the land. That's how we learn from it. Now the pasuk continues. Tanu rabbanan yehi pisat bar ba'aretz berosharim amru atida chita shetitamer kadekel ve'ola berosharim le'atid lavo. Wheat's going to grow as tall like a palm tree, and it's going to pass the heads of the tops of mountains. That's what's going to be le'atid lavo. V'shemet omar yesh tzar lekotzra. What are you going to say? It's so tall. How are we going to cut it down? Talmud lomar. There's another pasuk in Teilim. Yirash kal levanon piryo, which means what? Kadosh Baruch Hu mevi ruach mi bet gnazav umenashevah aleha umashre et solta ve'adam yotze lasadeh umevi male pisat yado umimena parnasato parnasat anshevetu. Which means Hashem is going to bring a wind. The wheat stalk that's up to the mountains is going to start raining wheat. And the person just going to go out to the field, catch a little bit with his hand, and he's going to be able to give parnasa for him and his entire family, because there's going to be bracha in it. Hala, the pasuk continues in Shirat Ha'azinu. Im chelev kiliot chita, amru, atida chita shetei kishte kliot shel shor agadol. Le'atid lavo, wheat kernels are going to be as big as the kidneys, as a huge ox. That's how big the wheat's going to be. It's just giving allegorical terms to understand the amount of shefa that's going to be la'atid lavo. So he says, "Ve'al titama." Don't think it's weird. Why? What happened one time in Eretz Yisrael? Sharei shu'al kinen belefet. There was a fox that made a hole in a lefet. You know what lefet is? It's a turnip. Ushkalu umatzu bo shishin litarin belitra shel tzipore. They waited after he made the hole in it and ate out of it. There were still 60 litra using the liters of tzipori left in it. Which means even before Yemot HaMashiach, sometimes the produce of Eretz Yisrael is just huge. Tanya,
isn't the lefet a leek? Not a leek, beet.
Lefet adom. Now he says, Tanya, Chazon Avadia, Yamim Nuraim, Amud Tzadizan. Tanya, Amar of Yosef, Maaseh b'shichin echad, Maaseh b'shichin, there was a story in this place, Shichin, Be'echad sheniach lo aviv shlosha bade chardal, a person, his father left him three stalks of mustard. V'nifshach echad mehem, one of the stalks got separated from the rest. V'nimtze'u bo tish'a kabin chardal, they found 9 kav of mustard seed inside. Ve'aitzav sichichu bo sukat yotzrin, and they used the stalk to cover a hut from the one thing of mustard, which means this is the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Gra changes the name of here, Ben Chalafta. He says, Kelach shel kruv heniach lanu aba. Our father left us a stalk of cabbage. Vayinu olim v'yordim bo basulam. In order to get to the top of it, we had to climb a ladder to get to the top of the cabbage patch. That was how big it was. Now, another pasuk. V'dam einav tishtei chamer, amru, lo ka'olam hazeh ha'olam haba. Why? Ha'olam hazeh, yesh bo tzar, livtzor, v'lidroch. In order to make wine, it's a big deal. You have to cut the grapes and then press it and ferment it. It's a big balagan. In Olam Haba, you know what the wine making process in Olam Haba is going to be? Takshiv. He says, Olam Haba, mevi anava achat, bekaron o besfina. You bring one grape with either a carriage or with a boat. That's how you transport it. Umanicha bezavit beto, umesapek emena kepitos gedola. Which means you just take that grape, you put it in your house somewhere, and you don't even have to, you just stick something into it, and all the wine comes out. Kacha. Out of the grape, and you can fill up a large barrel. Ve'aitzav masikin tachat tavshin. What do you do with the pits? Pits is going to be good for firewood. You can use it for a lifetime supply of firewood from one grape. Now he says, Shamata, omen? Shamata? Eretz Yisrael zeh. Huh? Look at the Meraglim. Look how much Shefa Eretz Yisrael has in the Meraglim. Yeah? Yeah, amen. So he says, ve'en lecha kol anava va'anava, she'en ba 30 garvei yain. There's no less than 30 se'ah, which is a huge measure of wine in every grape. She'ne'emar ve'dam einav tishte chamer. Al tikre chamer, ela chomer. Chomer is one kor, which is 30 se'ah. Ki atar avdime amar, ma'idich...
Three quarter mikveh from each.
Nachon. Now he says, there's another pasuk. Oseri la gefen iro. Ein lecha kol gefen vegefen sheberetz Yisrael shein tzarich eir achat livtzor. Every gefen, every vine in Eretz Yisrael at the time is going to need an entire city to harvest it for one vine. Now he says, "Vela soreka beni atono." And whose bracha was this? Birkat Yaakov le?
No.
Yehuda. He says, "En lecha kol ilan srak shebe'eretz Yisrael sheno motzi masoi shte atonot." There's not going to be even ilan esrak are not regular trees, not fruit-bearing trees. Even the non-fruit-bearing trees in Eretz Yisrael are going to give forth 2 donkey loads of fruit each. Veshema tomar en bo yain. Perhaps you're going to say in the fruit that it gives, there's no wine. Talmud lomar kibes bayain levusho. Veshema tomar eno adom. Maybe you're going to say, nah, it's cheap wine. It's not expensive wine. Is what red. Talmud lomar vedam einav tishte chamer. Veshema tomar eno marve. Maybe it doesn't quench. Maybe it doesn't do the job. Talmud lomar suto. What does suto mean? A person's already intoxicated from the wine. B'shemet omar in botam, maybe the wine is tasteless. Talmud lomar chachlili einayim yain kol chich she'to'amo omer lili. Anybody who tastes, it says, give me more. B'shemet omar lena'arim yafe ve'lazekenim eno yafe. Maybe you're going to say this wine is good for kids, for youngsters, but not for old people. Talmud lomar ulven shinayim mechalav al tikre leven shinayim ela leven shanim. It's going to be good wine even for old people. חכמים said it ברוח הקודש. חכמים understood it, yeah? פשטי דקרא במאי כתיב. What is the simple understanding of this pasuk referring to? כי אתר עבדי מאמר, אמרה כנסת ישראל לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, ריבונו של עולם, רמוז בעיניך דבשים מחמרה. Give us a wink with your eye to show us that you're thinking about us. That's even better for us than wine. ואחווה לי שינייך דבשים מחלבה. Show us your teeth. Smile at us. So that what? That's even better than milk for us. Hashem, let us know that you're thinking about us. מסייע לרבי יוחנן, דמר רבי יוחנן, טוב המלבין שיניים לחברו יותר ממשקה או חלב. It's better to whiten your teeth to your friend, which means smile at him even greater than giving him milk. הרו אינו שנאמר, ולבן שיניים מחלב. אל תקרא לבן שיניים, אלא ליבון שיניים. What do we see from here? That it's important to smile at your friend. What's even more important is to brush your teeth. Yeah, that's another. Yeah. Now, כתוב.
Yeah. White teeth.
Hey, you need to have white. In order to be mekayem this, you need to smile. You need to have white teeth. Now,
Allah. Not to smile or smile to your fake smile.
If you have ugly teeth.
No.
Yeah.
Some people they can always like smile, agree with that. Some people can't, don't have that.
So give it at least the person should not like, you know, one of the like. No, it doesn't have to be, you know, what, you know those kids in the class, in third grade class picture? You ever go back to your class pictures, look how you smile, look at, yeah, like that, and they tell you to smile? Not like that. To be a real smile, yeah? Hala. You say smile in Russian? Semichki?
Smiti.
What's the semichki?
Smiti.
Oh. טוב, הלאה. טוב, הלאה. מה זה? נפלת. הגעת שם. That's the Russian Webster's? That's the... Yeah, טוב, הלאה. Viter, they have tsaros now. Viter says the Gemara says a story. Rav Chiya bar Ada mikre derdeke deresh Lakish ava. Rav Chiya bar Ada was the school teacher, was the Rebbe of Resh Lakish's children. He says, Ipagar tlata yome velata. He took off from teaching in the... Are we anybody in for Arvit? Raise your hand. Yeah, we're good, we're good. Betach. Yeah, says the Gemara, Wadai. Ki ata, so he was away for 3 days. כי אתה אמר לעמי פגרת, ריש לקיש says, הלו, where you been for 3 days? מה, winter vacation? איפה היית? So he told him, אמר לי, דלית אחת הניח לי הבא, ובצרתי ממנה, he says, my father left me, this was in Eretz Yisrael, my father left me one giffin, one vineyard. He says, watch what happened. בצרתי ממנה יום ראשון, ממנה גימל מאות אשכולות, שלוש אשכולות לגרב, I skipped, I'm sorry. Shlosh mot eshkolot, eshkol lagerev. On the first day, I picked 300 clusters of grapes. One cluster filled up one flask of wine. Okay? Yom sheni, batzarti shlosh mot eshkolot, shtei eshkolot lagerev. The second day, I also did 300, I also picked 300 clusters. But on the second day, what happened? Only two eshkolot filled up a flask, which means half. Yom shlishi batzarti mimena 300 eshkolot, 3 eshkolot lagerev. The third day I did the same amount, but now it was a third. It took 3 eshkolot to fill up a flask. So you see, what do you see? What was the pattern here? Every day, the quality was becoming less and less. He says, v'ifkarti yoter mechetzia. And more than half the vineyard, I couldn't do it anymore. I made the rest efker. This was 3 days. He says, if not for the fact that you took off from yeshiva, it would have made more. You see, it went down less and less every day. If you would have stayed in yeshiva, it would have made more every day. Rami bar Chizkel. So this Gemara will do tomorrow because it's already a different sugya. Let's stop and see some Rashi's and Tosfos, and then we'll call it a day. Gluskaot uchle milat. Yeah, Rabotai, you getting taiva for Eretz Yisrael? It's דרוש, what's the drasha over here? פיסת בר לשון פיסת היד שהיא רחבה וחיטה רחבה למשכחת אל הפת אפויה. The only time you can find wide wheat is when it's baked. וכלי מילת, דרוש פיסת למד כתונת פסים שתתאמר לשון תומר דקל. That's a palm tree. Kinen balefet nikev bo ad she'asa ledato betocho, which means that the fox burrowed into this turnip until he gave birth to children inside. Ve'afal pikin shechlu et amutar 60 litrin. Nifshach nivdal echad min hakelach, one of the mustard leaves got separated. Ve'hainu olim basulam lelaket alav ha'elyonim. Ve'dam einav tishte. Yeah, you drink the wine from the grape. You don't even have to press it. Homer kor. That's 30 se'ah. Gerev se'ah. En lecha kol ilan tzrak shelo ya'aseh pri. En bo yain, en bo lichluach b'peri. You're going to say maybe there's no moisture inside. Suto leshon asata. Shehen mesit et ha'shikor. Ramoz li be'aynecha v'tetargem leshon tzchok u'mechuch. Chuch li be'aynayich shelcha. Yeah, wink at me. V'tov li miyayin, it's even better for me than wine. K'shtir'eni panim tzubot v'shachakot, Hashem, when you show me a smile, that's better for me than wine. V'ach v'lishenecha, av zo l'shon sechok, smile at me sh'asochek shinav niglin, ipaga l'shon bitul, dalit, kerem amudal al gavik nuntzaot, riala belaz. It's a vine that is hung on sticks. Hava avdat fe would have made more. Share, ra'ita shebechol yam ayan mitma'et min ha'shkolot, v'zeo onesh ha'bitul, that is the punishment for taking off from learning. Let's just see this Tosfot on the top, and we'll call it a night. Bilvushehem mashma, bilvushin shenikberu, danu tachrichin. Sounds like from the Gemara that the tzaddikim are going to get up in their burial shrouds. Aval b'Yerushalmi dan osed, the Yerushalmi says, no. Amar bilvanav, ma'atu betachrichim. He says, don't wear a lot of tachrichim. You know why? When you get up, you're not going to need them. You're going to get up in other clothes. She'atidim tzaddikim she'amdu bilvushehem mashma, mi'atu betachrichim. They're not going to get up in that. Rather, in the clothing that they wore when they were alive. Tomorrow night we're finishing Bezat Hashem and hopefully starting a little bit of Nidalim.